Mix 94.5, Dead Set Legends, Adrian Barrett, Tanya Armstrong, Lockie Reed. Great to be back in the studio. Great to be back with the footy on its way back next week.
Yeah, we're so excited. And what a way to kick it off with Justin Longmuir, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers. Many moons ago on this show, we predicted he'd be a senior coach one day. And we were right. He's coaching the Dockers. He's doing a great job. And he's and Jayla, you've managed to avoid doing those TikTok dances too, mate. Buckley got sucked in and Woosher, but nothing from you, mate.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I was actually supposed to be next up at one stage, and then a couple of coaches pulled the pin in front of me, so it sort of fizzled away, thank God. Made me more nervous than anything.
Your kids would have been right into it. Hey, listen, I don't want to paraphrase Brian Johnson from ACDC, but are you ready? Are you ready for the season, buddy?
Yeah, we are. I feel like, yeah, we had a good hit out yesterday. Played just over three quarters of footy, which was a pretty big jump from where we'd been. And by all reports, all the players got through it really well. There's some, you know, tired boys at the end, but we'd expect that. And I think it set us up good for a week prep into Brisbane. So, yeah, we're excited. I think we've put in the work and we're ready to go.
Justin, Jesse Hogan looked good yesterday. He was moving really well. He pulled out a few tricks, handballs through other people's legs to teammates. How close is he to a footy return?
Yeah, well, he's obviously getting closer. And we've got to weigh up, put all the facts on the table and, I suppose, weigh up whether he's right for this week. So we'll make that call when it needs to be made. But he's done everything right since we've resumed. It's probably more about just making sure he's resilient enough to get through a whole season. Last thing we want to do is put him out there round two and he hasn't quite done the work and he breaks down he breaks down early in the season. So we just need to make sure his body's resilient enough. He's clearly back amongst the group and invested in what we're trying to do. So, we'll make that call this week. But, I've been really pleased with the way he's approached his training so far.
J-Lo, Cam McCarthy, does he get on the flight on Tuesday? And how is he?
Yeah, he's well. He actually rang me last night. He had some tests and he got the all clear. And, his bowel reports, he's going to be able to resume training reasonably soon. So he'll jump on the plane with us. Like I've said a few times, we're taking everyone. So no one's going to get left behind. And he'll be joining us. So it's good because, it was a pretty scary moment. Just for a young man to collapse at training. So it's really positive for the club and him that he's come through it and seems to be in a good bill of health.
So you're saying he's been cleared now, there's no more tests. There was talk of doing some more stuff on Monday. So he's been given the all clear. And do we know what it was?
No, we don't. And don't quote me on that. He's got the all clear on every test available. He did multiple tests the day he went to hospital. He did multiple tests yesterday. I'm not really 100% sure on what he has to tick off still. There may be some more tests on Monday, but all things are heading in the right direction. And people can just do this sometimes, whether it's stress or fatigue, or there's a million different things that can lead to someone collapsing. So, hopefully it is a one-off and he can put it behind him and really focus on his footy and his health.
Do you feel like the unluckiest coach, first-year coach? I mean, Hogan disappeared for a while. You've got Hamling and Pierce out injured. You've had a little bit of a drama with Cam McCarthy. Wilson hasn't been training. How have you gone this summer, J-Lo?
Oh, I definitely haven't looked at it like that. There's always a lot of challenges as an AFL coach, and you just got to try and control what you can control and make sure you're trying to prepare the list available. And I mean, footy is a great thing. I mean, it presents opportunities in a number of different ways for a number of different players. So always try and look at the opportunities it's creating rather than the opportunities lost. And I mean, a lot's been talked about Hamling and Pierce, but I'm so excited to see Griffin Logan, Brennan Cox go about their business. I thought they were really good all pre-season and pretty good round one. So they're only going to continue to grow as players and, who knows, they might not have got those opportunities if it wasn't for injuries. So, I think you can look at this COVID time, the 8-week break as a real, I suppose, probably a negative time, but we've looked at it as a real positive time as a football club. It's given us time to be able to connect as a group and get to know each other a lot better. So I feel like we're going to be better for it.
Now, J-Lo, Natty Fife, we love the great man. He was on a podcast yesterday saying that he almost gave up footy for a year after one of his big concussions. Have you got any concerns about the way he plays the game after two vicious concussions? Does he need to sort of protect himself a bit? Have you spoken to him about that, or has he talked to you about that? You've watched him from afar. What do you think?
We probably haven't spoken about the concussions as much as we've spoken about just being able to get him through a full season. He obviously plays a really combative brand of football, and he takes probably more hits than anyone else in the AFL. So we've spoken about that, and we've spoken about being able to play him forward a little bit more to expose opposition players and or teams in general, but also to give him a bit of a rest from the bash and crash. So we have spoken a little bit about that. As far as the concussions go, I don't think there's any ongoing issues with him around that. Might have to get him to wear a helmet. might help him tie the hair up.
That
and
has
the
never
hair
happened
to
Fifey.
What would he do with his hair?
The man exactly. bun. Where would the man bun be?
Now, J-Lo, next Friday night is Mix 94.5's Big Friday Takeaway. Where's your favourite takeaway spot in Perth?
Oh, geez. Don't tend to get a lot of takeaway, Tanya, to be honest. I haven't got a spot yet. You might have to. You live in around the same area as me, so you might have to give me some tips. Oh. Where I'm only new to the area, so we haven't got our local yet.
Tan will bring round a casserole for you each Friday night. How does that sound?
Well, I won't be
hitting up the
Mac Club.
Hey, good on you, J-Lo. Look, it's always great to talk to you, mate. We wish you all the best. Next Saturday's your first game. You're about to hear it on Mix 94.5. And good luck in the Gold Coast Hub, buddy.
Thanks a lot.